Hello, everyone, and welcome to Expect a Miracle with Richard Roberts. I'm your host, Richard Roberts, and I'm so glad that you joined me today. Now, most of the time on this podcast, I have very special guests who have tremendous stories and tremendous witnesses, but today, something a little different. We've been contacted and continue to be contacted on a daily basis by people who've been diagnosed with cancer. And they are believing God for healing, and I'm setting my faith with them and praying with them and believing God for healing. And we are seeing tremendous healings from cancer. If you or someone you know has received the medical diagnosis of cancer, you need to know this. You're not alone. Over 1.6 million Americans received a similar diagnosis over this past year. Think of that. Over 1.6 million people have been diagnosed with cancer just in the last year in America. The C word, The C word strikes fear and terror in the hearts of many. And believe me, I understand it. I understand exactly how they feel. I remember very well how fear and terror struck my wife Lindsay's heart and mine too, when she was diagnosed with thyroid cancer some 4 years ago. But thank God, God helped us to turn our fears and to turn our worries and our concerns over to Him. And God showed us special steps to take to get ourselves prepared for Lindsay's healing. And I'm so grateful today that after 4 years, Lindsay is still completely cancer-free. Praise God. And I believe the steps that I'm about to give you will help anyone who has had a cancer diagnosis, or for that matter, any diagnosis, to help you get into a position to receive healing. Now, you might want to take a moment and get something to jot these steps down, because I believe they're going to be a blessing in your life. Step number one, to get into a position to be healed from cancer or from some other death-dealing disease, understand that Jesus already paid the price. When Jesus Christ gave His life on the cross, He paid the price for your healing. He paid the bill so you can be whole, spirit, soul, and body. The scripture says in Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5, and this is one of the great scriptures in the Bible that I love to quote, "Surely He has borne our griefs, our sicknesses, our weaknesses, our distresses," the Amplified says, "and carried out our sorrow and pain. Yet we ignorantly considered Him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God. But," now listen to this, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace and well-being for us was upon Him. And with the stripes that wounded Him, we are healed and made whole." Notice that last line of the verse, "We are healed and made whole." Now, I want to pause here for just a minute. It does not say that one day you'll be healed and made whole. No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that at all. It doesn't say that possibly, if it's the Lord's will, you might be healed and made whole. It says you have already been made whole by faith. Okay? You got that? Now, step number two. To get into a position to be healed from cancer or some other death-dealing disease, it's time to dig into the Word of God, the Bible. The Bible clearly tells us that we fulfill the will of God in our lives by faith. And everybody has been given the same measure of faith. God hath given to every man, every woman, the measure of faith, the Bible tells us in Romans. You have it, I have it, everybody's got it, okay? And if sickness has tried to strike you, cancer, heart disease, blood pressure, blood sugar, arthritis, whatever it is, if sickness has tried to strike you, then you are to receive your healing by faith. What is faith? Well, faith is simply believing what God says in His Word. Faith is trusting what God says more than what the diagnosis says. So how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. Romans 12 or 10:17 tells us that. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, you're having the hearing of faith right now because I'm bringing you a word of faith from the Bible. And if you want your faith to grow so you can receive healing from cancer or for whatever the death-dealing disease is that's tried to attach itself to you or some family member, then start digging into the Bible. Start digging into the word of God. Read it. Think it. Pray it as often as you can. Then step number three. In order to get into a position to be healed from cancer or blood pressure or blood sugar problems or whatever it is, hypertension, whatever, take time to learn from trusted ministers. Many of these men and women have themselves experienced supernatural healing. You see, they understand what you're going through and will teach you principles to stand upon against the symptoms and help you believe for your complete healing. Okay? You say, well, I don't know anybody like that. Well, start looking. I promise you, God will show you somebody. And then step number four. Number four, once you begin to meditate on the Word of God, and once you begin to build your faith, then start speaking God's truth. Start saying it with your mouth. The truth that by the stripes Jesus took on the cross, I am healed and I am made whole. You're saying it by faith, friend. Say it out loud. Say it over and over and over and over and over and over until it becomes a part of you. And even if you're still dealing with symptoms, even if you're still dealing with pain and with the side effects of the attack, you can still proclaim by faith that you were healed when Jesus went to the cross. Continue to proclaim it and expect the symptoms to begin to subside. Okay? Step number five. In order to get into a position to be healed from cancer or other death-dealing diseases, take care of your body. Now look, I'm not a doctor, okay? I'm not a doctor, but I know to listen to my doctor. Practice good health habits. Listen to your physician, okay? Remember, God has given you an amazing gift. He's given you a human body. And within your body, the Lord has designed special systems to help you heal yourself. Yes, you or that person that you know are in a fight for health. I understand that. And now is not the time to be lax. So take advantage of the things that are good for your health, okay? Then step number six. In order to get into a position to be healed from cancer or some other death-dealing disease, you have a communication system with God, okay? And that communication system is the Holy Spirit. It's the center of your communication system. Only the Holy Spirit can give you clear direction. Praying in the Spirit and then praying back with your understanding. Now, the Apostle Paul teaches that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit, and then stopping and praying in your own language. You see, when you do that, you're reaching down into the very depths of your being. Remember, Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Well, he was speaking of the Holy Spirit. When you pray in tongues, you're taking what's way down deep inside of you, and it's coming up to God on a straight line, prayer line, we might say. Because the Holy Spirit, who then will respond when you pray back in your own language, he knows the mind and the will of the Father. And that's a wonderful thing. When you pray in the Spirit, you don't know what you're saying because you're praying in tongues. Then you stop and you begin to pray in your own language. God begins to literally water your mind. And he begins to give you new ideas and new understanding and new concepts and new and innovative ways of doing things like never before. That's why it's so important as a part of your healing. It's your communication system. And non-Christians can't do it. Only people who are born again, who love Jesus, can pray in tongues. And then step number 7. To get into a position to be healed from cancer or from some other death-dealing disease, be sure there is no unforgiveness in your heart. Now, I've talked about this before. Unforgiveness is a killer. It is an absolute killer. I read a story the other day about Nelson Mandela. You remember Nelson Mandela, who was held in prison in South Africa for all those years? And then the time came when he was released, and then he was elected the president or prime minister of South Africa. I read a story of his own testimony. He said that after all those years of being in prison, when he walked out, stepping into his freedom, he said, "I knew if I held on to the bitterness, I knew if I held on to the hatred, I knew that if I didn't forgive, even though I'm leaving prison, I'll still be in prison." Unforgiveness holds you in a prison. And it's something that, it's like it has talons in you and it won't let you go until you forgive. Peter said to Jesus one day, "How many times must I forgive? 7? Jesus said, "No, Peter, 70 times 7. Or in other words, live in a state of forgiveness. You say, "Well, Richard, you don't know what they did to me. You don't know what they said about me." Well, I got news. You don't know what they did to me. And you don't know what they said about me. But I have learned how to forgive and let it go. If you're holding something against somebody, it's just not worth it. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Forgive them. Sometimes unforgiveness can hold you back in unimaginable ways. Just let it go. Really, the forgiveness is not so much for them as it is for you. Because when you forgive them and you let it go, something happens in you. There's a healing in you. Dr. Jim Winslow, tremendous friend. He lives over in just outside of Oklahoma City. He's a retired orthopedic surgeon. He's the one that did surgery on my dad's shoulder many, many years ago. Spirit-filled Christian, wonderful medical doctor. Dr. Winslow told me one time, he said, "Richard, in my medical practice, if I can help someone to forgive people, if I can help them to let those things they've harbored against people go, I have a much better chance of my surgery working." I thought to myself, Dr. Winslow, that's the Bible. Because when you forgive, something happens inside of you. Remember, the forgiveness is not so much for them as it is for you. Now, all these 7 steps were critically important to Lindsay and to me. And I believe with all my heart, they'll be important to you and to anyone who's facing cancer or some death-dealing disease or anything else. And I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus. I'm commanding Satan to take his hands off of you. I rebuke the cancer. I rebuke the heart problem. I rebuke the blood pressure, the blood sugar, whatever it is. I come against it now in the name of Jesus. And I set my faith with you for healing in every area of your life. And I send the word to you today, according to Psalms 107, verse 20, which says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. I send that word to you now, and I believe God for your healing. Now, release your faith and expect a miracle. And take advantage of those 7 steps I just gave you, and I believe with you, and I'll continue to believe with you, and I'll continue to stand with you for your healing in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I've got something to help you, a resource that will share much more along these lines with you. It's my book, He's a Healing Jesus. It has these principles plus much, much more to share with you. To get your copy, to order your copy, go to oralroberts.com/bookstore. I pray and believe this book, which is the biggest book on healing I've ever written, I pray it will be a blessing in your life. It's titled, He's a Healing Jesus. Thank God we have a Jesus who's a healing Jesus, and He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Order this book. Go to oralroberts.com/bookstore. Get your copy. I believe it will be a blessing and help you to get into a position to receive healing. God richly, richly bless you today. Thank you for being a part of this podcast, and I'll see you next time on Expect a Miracle with Richard Roberts.
Don't forget, you can get Richard's book, He's a Healing Jesus, at oralroberts.com/bookstore. And if you need prayer for healing for yourself or for a loved one, you can send your prayer request to Richard at oralroberts.com or call the Abundant Life Prayer Group at 918-495-7777.